Identify for retina scan.
Ethno Radio.
In the time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
I understand there's a suspicion that we're too security conscious.
Crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now?
What's up, everybody? This is F-Bill Radio, episode
16.
Diez de seis.
Yeah.
For, what's it, January 22nd?
Yeah, January
2006. I am Mr. White.
I am Malice Factor.
I'm Big City.
Word up. Word up, McGillicuddy. So is this officially the no swearing episode?
I think this might be the swearing episode. No swearing.
See, that's the problem. You're going to swear more than ever.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't think we could possibly go without swearing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just impossible.
Right.
It's going to be really, really hard.
How's Mario 64 going there, Miles Factor?
You're still playing?
He's still playing. I think he's gonna play the whole time.
Dude, you
that we're on here.
You can't play during the show.
Why?
Because.
Dude, he can play during the show, man.
Nah, dude.
Oh,
no, he's the senior video game correspondent of FBill Radio. He can play during the show.
Senior video game FBill correspondent?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
That's his title.
Who gave that to him?
I did.
That's not even cool.
Why not?
Because you can't just go giving out titles just because you're the CEO.
Yeah, I can.
Listen, Fuhrer.
You just gave me the title of CEO and Fuhrer. I've never had that.
Listen, you tyrannical bastard. You can't just go around giving out titles like that.
Why not?
Well, what the hell am I? Indentured Serventia?
No. Engineer Extraordinaire McGillicuddy.
Huh. Well, I like the McGillicuddy part.
Yeah. Yeah, you would. You would.
See, this is a completely two-side conversation. We need Malice Factor in there to stop playing so he joins in the fun.
Yeah, but a sweet background noise,
yeah,
though.
I feel like I'm in a jungle.
Yeah, I know. It's kinda...
Yeah, you're like in Toadstool's castle or something.
He's making sound effects for you. He's taking the engineer McGillicuddy job, too.
He's stealing my thunder, bitch. That's not a swear, is it?
No, you kind of just...
What is on your hand?
My USB.
Oh, man, that looks so weird. Like, your fingers were covered in, like, black ink stuff.
USB like the...
Yeah.
No, like... no, the way you had it before. Put your hand back in a fist like you had it. Like, turn it to the side. Like that. Yeah, so it just looks like the
fist.
Yeah,
like
you look like you just
like
taped yourself with, like, electrical tape.
Dude, I'm into this dominatrix crap. Where
yeah,
I
we'll leave that at home.
Leather and wipe myself with chains.
So I guess
we're a sort of tech radio oriented,
sort of whatever we feel like talking about this
I
week.
I love yo-yos.
Oriented show.
You know that the yo-yo was actually a weapon in like South America, ancient South America.
Dude, if you put some blades on a yo-yo and you could use that thing, like if you could walk the dog and like spin it around and snap somebody in the face,
man, it was an Incan weapon. I'm telling you,
dude, it totally was.
Seriously, big city knows.
40-year-old virgin. What was the dude? He's like, I'm a yo-yo, Chinese yo-yo master of the 13th.
Yeah, but I'm not even talking about.
But I never even saw that movie.
Dude,
yeah.
it was a funny movie.
See, failed one.
All right, I'll start a count up. Got a slice of paper over there?
Yeah.
Start a count for how many times who swears.
All right, I'm doing
that.
I just
failed.
Why are we doing this again?
Because
be
we have to.
Yeah.
It'll be nice to tally these
so we can get
things.
Back in iTunes. They don't like our X-rated content.
Dude, let me tell you
we're
about
not X-rated,
iTunes.
Are we?
Dude, no, we're explicit.
Yeah, we're explicit.
Well, that's a given.
NC-17.
Well, that's awesome.
The iTunes, man, that thing's been working me over, okay? It's been reaping my cornhole, you know.
Like that's, the yo-yo?
Is that like a almost swear for you? It's
well,
like cornhole.
I'm trying to not say
I think
like
if we use lewd words, it doesn't count as a swear.
It so doesn't.
We have to
that's what
use like.
That's why I said that. It doesn't count as a swear.
No, penis is not a swear.
No.
Actually, even dick isn't.
If I called you a vag, it's not a swear.
No, right. But if you say the c word, I believe that counts as a swear.
Oh, that's definitely a swear.
Man, no, the c word is not a swear, man. Because according to New Wave Feminism, man, like. Cunt is actually a word that was stolen from the female vocabulary for, you know, evil purposes, and you know it's
yeah, but it's
I think
been,
that's
it's
I think that's
liberated.
The most evil word that's ever been.
Are we using
and
like
you
the
see,
FCC's
it's because you've been, you know,
eight deadly words of death?
What
swears?
Already eight deadly words of death?
I'm not gonna. You're gonna don't try that trick on me, my friend. But they're very bad. Now,
yeah,
sounds,
so, as I was saying, that word was taken away from female vocabulary and turned into a horrible word by the masculine overlords that rule the entire world.
Thank
so
God for
that. They're trying to liberate that word and make it so it's not dirty. So
wow.
You can use it in
they
school
need
without
to
fear
do.
Of persecution.
Everybody needs
free
something
to do. Free the vagina.
Do.
Free them all.
Yeah, free. Free the vagina. Free. Definitely. Yeah. That was a public service announcement by FBIL Radio.
Now we return you to your regular station broadcasting excellence.
So what's been going on in our forums? We got forums. Where do we got forums?
www.
We got Death Star.
FBILradio.com.
We got Death Star.
Dude, I'm going to go on the forums and I got to check this out after. You guys are jerks.
Dude, yeah, what's up with complete, your signature, man?
Yeah, we are complete jerks.
Yeah, funny, what's so funny about my signature?
Why'd you change your signature? I thought you were a level 7 ranger.
Listen, you bastard.
Now you got to be a level 13 YAG.
Listen, I'm going to go check it right now.
You specialized in the specialization of special YAG riding special group?
You guys.
Mac.
Anger rising.
Yeah, I don't know why Metatron's gonna be all up in there changing your signature for you. Hacking our forms past our elite security login system.
Real funny. Real freaking funny, you little bastard. Yeah.
Did you even read it?
Yeah, I read it, you little jerk.
Why don't you calm it down, buddy?
Yeah, seriously.
Buddy.
Yeah.
We got Death Star.
Yeah.
Why don't you just relax? It's not that big of a deal, man.
No.
Just a joke.
Everything's funny.
We got one email this week from Metatron.
Really? Oh, really? He sent an email?
Yeah, just with that image he made. Beastark. Beastark?
Yeah.
Dude, speaking of, hey, hang on a sec before you get started with the image thing. I was listening to that, like, episode 3 or 4?
Yeah.
Yeah.
5?
Or... Why? Shouldn't...
It was an old episode, right? Yeah. And, dude, we had, like, 3 emails that week. One from some dude named the President, who was... I wanted to know if these people were still listening to the show. The President...
I highly doubt it,
Blickies,
man.
And... there was another dude. I think it was...
Tapping the goddamn...
There was somebody else, man. There was a third person in that episode that was, it was like Dan or Matt or...
Oh, that's a swear for me.
You, that's one for you, you dirty, dirty person. You silly, dirty, disgusting, damn you.
You're just
not creative if you can't swear, huh?
I have nothing.
Yeah, you're like the...
That's pathetic.
You know, Andrew Dice Clay of FBIL Radio.
The force is strong with you, I respect it. But you are not a Jedi yet.
So you thought last week's show sounded good there?
Damn,
Big
there's,
City?
There's a swear for me, Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah, I thought it sounded loud.
Yeah.
Loud and proud.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was
we gotta
awesome.
Get a compressor.
Yeah, intro was too long, man.
We got it. Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, the intro is going to stay. It is as it is until we redo it next time, next year. Something. I'm going to proceed to hang myself here with my cord.
It was good knowing you.
Thanks.
We got Death Star.
So anyway,
dude, what were you... Just play it. Just play it. I want to hear it.
The whole song?
Just play
no,
it.
No,
no,
man.
Play it. I want to hear it.
What, we got Death Star?
We got Death Star. Just let it go. Turn it up and let it go.
It's going.
What does thy bidding, my master?
It's a disaster. Skywalker, what after?
What if he can be turned to the dark side?
Yes, he'd be a powerful ally. Another dark Jedi.
He will join us or die. We got Death Star. 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 We got Death Star.
Man, I love that.
You know, they made a new Flash video for that, and
the special edition version.
Yeah, you see Vader when he's like, we got Death Star, he's like doing the camera walk at you, doing the hand thing.
It's actually sophisticated.
Yeah, it looks like a rap video.
Damn, I gotta check that out. What's the website for that?
Just go to Google and type in We Got Death Star.
We got Death Star.
Death Star.
It's not Death Star. It's Death Star.
It's totally Death Star.
Death Star.
God damn it!
We got Death Star.
So, Anyway, we got the email from Metatron, and you said he sent a piece of artwork to us.
Yeah, he made a little image. He posted up in the forums, and I'm going to put it on the front page. Yeah, just a little Microsoft dude with a gorilla head on it. Did you want to talk
play
about
Mario
that whole
64?
Gorilla? No,
absolutely.
Talk about that gorilla thing.
What gorilla thing?
The use of the word gorilla.
No, I don't want to talk about
All right. Anyway. Yeah, so thanks Metatron, for making that, sending this out to us.
Yeah, another shout out to Metatron. Thank you.
The, watch film. Here it comes.
So,
yeah, so we got voicemails from like 2 weeks ago. The problem being is I lost a deal that connects up the cables. So, what are you laughing at over there, Big City?
Metatron, clever. Very clever.
Yeah, you like that? It's pretty funny, huh?
Yeah.
Our name looks pretty sweet in the background on that TV.
That must be like a 60-inch plasma.
Dude, it's Microsoft, man.
No expense spared. Spare no expense. Never mind.
Where's those monkey sounds coming from?
N64DS thingamajig that he's got in his hand?
No, that's turned off. Has been for like last...
All right, fine, minutes. Whatever, it's me, fine, yeah. That was me. You
Bet
me
TV
out.
Productions is loading up, 26%, gotta love Flash. Keeping it loading.
Dude, Flash is a hacker-controlled program.
The fuck for, are you talking about?
Four hackers by
Oh,
hackers.
That's one for you. That's two big F-bombs.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did. That's... I'm going to give you...
Damn it. Well, when the guy says something stupid like that...
Dude, it was in that list.
What?
That list
was there another one saying, damn it?
That's
number
three.
That's three.
Damn it. That is not a guy... No. That is not... The D word is not a swear.
Dude, it definitely is, because that's what I... That's my
no.
only swear.
No, that's
Shut
not
up,
a swear.
Fuck.
That's not a swear.
Shut up, you fuck.
Dude, that counts as you... You're playing a
Shut
sound
the
clip.
Fuck Dude,
no,
it doesn't
count
when
hand.
I say it.
Man, you got what four.
Just because I could vicariously live through the...
You have 4 points now, man. You
Computer.
Weren't blanking us. You shut us up.
Mac. Dude, we got Death Star.
You gotta turn on the sound, man.
Where's the sound?
Which sound?
Oh, the FN key.
Yeah, but it sounds so weird when it's here through, like, your speakers, not my
speakers.
Well,
that looks a lot better than your original.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Vader still does the dance of, like, this.
Right.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Yeah, it is.
Dude, so,
So what have you been up to, Big City?
Well, I was actually trying to get back into the world of the news, and,
Wow, that's awesome.
You see the cool walk?
Yeah.
Anyway, I was getting back into the world of the news, and there's like a...
Yeah, what's up with the world and the news?
Well, there's a couple interesting things that have recently come out into the public eye.
Like what?
Not many stations have covered it, though. It's kind of low-key.
What is it, man?
Yeah. Seriously.
What is it?
And now an F-Bill Radio exclusive.
This is big. Very big. See, I don't know if you guys realize it, but this came out on a small German site. They're not sure who or what site has taken the blame, that accepted the...
Can you get to it?
The credits for it, but this is what came out.
He's standing the head in the mouth.
Now, see that? You heard that sound, right?
Right.
I recorded it using...
He's standing the head
anyway,
in the mouth.
And everybody thought it was like some sort of secret code, but actually it was figured out 2 days ago. This is what it is. It was actually played backwards.
I am, in fact, a neo-Nazi.
And believe it or not...
I am, in fact, a neo-Nazi.
That voice is none other than F-Bill Radio's very own Mr. White.
I am, in fact, a neo-Nazi.
Yes. Would you care to create a rebuttal for that sort of statement? Because
I plead the fifth. Yeah.
Are you sure?
I am, in fact,
You've also been known
neo-Nazi.
To say such fascinating things as...
Super interesting. Evil monkey.
So...
I am, in fact, a neo-Nazi.
I told you shouldn't have said that on the air.
I played the fizz if.
Would you care to... So you were the hacker that broke into the Jewish thing and made fun of the Australian...
Is that the one you were listening
the Australian, to? The Australia Jews or whatever the hell. The Jewish website from Australia.
What did that original sound clip sound like?
I am, in fact, a neo-Nazi.
I think that... There's no original. That is the original.
No, the backwards one.
Oh.
East on window. Cat in the map.
East on window, past the map. East on window, past the map. Past the map. Yeah, it sounds like a song almost.
So how
see
you,
now? How do you got to teach me how you flip that?
Oh, it's really easy, man.
I'm interested. In
now hearing. We got to take the thing you just said.
Which thing?
What you just said.
East on window.
Yeah, with you saying that, and then see if we could flip that in the
Philadelphia. Oh, that'd be awesome, dude.
Yes. So, that must be trad.
How are you reconciling your political outlooks now? If you are, in fact, a neo-Nazi, and there's a proof you saying it, you are also...
I didn't say that. That is obviously a doctored tape.
In the court of law, Mr. White, such documents as computer footage like this is a completely acceptable thing, especially when the court is run by the Luftwaffe.
The what?
Luftwaffe.
The Luftwaffe?
Yeah.
What is the Luftwaffe?
It's the Nazi Air Force.
Oh, the Luftwaffe? Is that what you're talking
about?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Hey, to each his own, man.
Yeah, to each his own. Tomato, tomato.
Tomato, tomato, Nazi, neo-Nazi. What the hell's the difference?
Windows XP operating system.
Vista. Woo, yeah, whatever. So, yeah.
Right, so how are you reconciling those...
What the hell are you talking about?
Political ideologies. I didn't say anything. I mean, you, on the one hand, you are professing faith... and belief in the neo-Nazi doctrines. But on the other hand,
not.
You are self-professed communist.
I did not.
So, how are you reconciling
either way, you're fascist,
two?
But one's way worse than the other.
I mean, European socialism notwithstanding, man. I mean...
So, what you're trying to tell us is that...
Nothing.
You're a Nazi?
No.
I am, in fact, a
cool
neo-Nazi.
Cool if you're a cat. You don't have to get mad about it.
I learned some things about you today, man.
Wow.
We not me schnaa, man.
Dude, we seriously gotta play that backwards and see if it says it.
It probably sounds something like that, but with like a real thick accent. It's like, we not me schnaa, Pastor Matt.
Dude, it would be crazy if it said something else completely. Like if... You're like, kill yourself now. It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
I wonder, we should...
We should...
No.
No, no, we shouldn't.
Just
that's
let
it
go.
Let's go.
Listen,
just let it go.
All right, Auschwitz boy.
All right, so what are we talking about next?
What's that was been, out of line, man.
What's been... oh,
dude,
yeah.
That's not a count for the... Swear password?
It's not a count for the swear, but I'm calling BS on you, man.
Oh, all right. Sorry, I won't mention Auschwitz or Dresden or anything like that again in relation to Mr. White. And
that's
his
low, man.
Fascist outlook on life,
dude.
What?
Not a fascist.
Just for the record, I am not a fascist. I'm not a totalitarianistic dictator. Ruling out of a small third world country in the Middle East. Thank you. So what's new with you guys?
You kind of took all the wind out of Mr. White's sails, and I don't really know how he can recover from that, to be honest with you.
Search your feelings, you know it's true.
I'm going to answer posts from the Ask Malice Factor session. So if you want to, you know, talk about what you were...
Well, pretty much had a pretty bad day today.
Yeah, I think all of us have.
I think all of us have. So I just picked up a copy of Mein Kampf and just started reading that for a while.
What?
I mean, Mice and Men. That's what.
You know, they probably recorded you like we were talking last week. You bought that book. They recorded it in like some government thing.
Oh, I'm sure they did. You know?
Mr. White. Mr. White.
I mean, they probably, you know, when I went to the library and requested a transfer of Mein Kampf, Karl Marx's stuff, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, every book on Joseph Stalin that's ever existed. You know,
you've tagged yourself.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, good thing that the Patriot Act exists to take down
criminals. To track down guys like me and take me out of play. Yeah.
Fuck that.
So.
Take you down. And
yeah, we got something in the news section about all that. But anyway, why don't you get to your deal here.
Yeah, you know, I was going to, like, answer these questions in the forum, but I just didn't get a chance to. So I figure it's better for me to read what you guys say and, you know, answer the questions if they haven't been answered for me by other people, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
shoot, man.
Right. So, first question.
This is Ask Malice Factor section of the F-Bill Radio forums.
I wish I had, like, a cool jingle music for this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be nice if you could.
I'll find something and start it up.
Metatron asks, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Man, that's like a lawyer question, really. I don't think I can answer that. But Seth of Monrovia volunteered a answer, which is, I think there was a chicken and an egg simultaneously. They both appeared from underneath Janet Reno's left breast at approximately 7:37 p.m. on a cool and cloudy night with a full moon. Thanks for answering that, Seth. Props.
This is the X-Files theme or something?
No.
Yeah, what is this, man? God.
Dude, that was perfect music to listen to that response right there.
I just
what?
He's over here trying to use his mouse.
Oh, you pushed this
and thing. I got the wireless one, and he's getting all pissed.
Nice, dude.
It's a good tune.
Yeah, I know, but I like the intro only. That's enough.
Should play the whole thing.
Sorry, I'm the song Nazi.
Now, my German is a little rusty, man. It's very, my pronunciation is going to be bad. Metatron asks again, Wie ist lang ein Stück Zickenkett?
Schnell. Schnell. Schnell.
To which I have to reply, Metatron, bake your noodles for at least 30 minutes.
Right.
Well,
right.
What did he say? What did the original thing say?
I don't know. I just told you my German is rusty, man.
Bake your noodles for.
Let's see. Yellow Strawberries.
I looked that up. And Babelfish wrote there. I can't remember what it was.
By Seth of Monrovia. Do you like yellow strawberries? What is your favorite fruit? What about your favorite vegetable? To which Big City replied, "Damn, good question. That's another swear for you."
You said it, not me. That completely doesn't count.
Motherfucker!
That's it.
My answer to all three is
French.
we're gonna stop the As Malice Factor section. Mr.
Keep
White
going.
Is
no, no, go ahead.
No, that's fine. Fine. Let's get to the news.
No, I don't want to get to the news. I want you to finish what you're doing.
No, it's not gonna happen.
What's your reply to that?
Yeah, what is your favorite food? That's why I'd
say. Do not open up the DS. Do not open up the. Damn it.
There's so many
he's
things I
DS.
Don't know about you,
the
Malice
DS
Factor.
Is, God. I love that chime sound. No,
really couldn't give one sweaty fuck about Apple.
So, Malice Factor, what do you think of.
What is a yellow
Apple?
Strawberry?
Really man, couldn't give one sweaty fuck
something
about.
Something from
Apple.
Bad Acid Trip or something?
I don't know what it is. Maybe that's like an unripe strawberry?
Apparently, Malice Factor in complete protest is just checked out and is playing his DS.
You don't have to. God.
Just swear. Come on. Swear, you
can't
stupid monkey. Since I can't swear, I gotta call you stupid.
Stupid monkey.
Crocodile breath, I don't know.
Pee-pee, bass head, liquor. I got nothing. Can't even talk without swearing. Like, if I can't swear, that's like freedom of speech. And you're just robbing me out of my freedom of speech. I'm gonna shut your...
What happened to the sound effects?
Which sound effects? I don't need any. We got plenty. There's nothing I can add to the show now.
Let's burn.
So, yeah.
So, anyway. So, we're going to do this this logo contest, right?
Yeah.
We doing that? All right, here's the deal, everybody. We'll talk about this since Mal's bad just playing games. So big cities, you and I on this one.
All right, I'm down.
All right, logo contest for FBIL Radio, okay? Can I take the laptop? You're not going to be needing this, are you?
As long as you can leave the mouse over here, you ass dude.
He got pissed. That's, yeah. Give all the weapons away from him before he shanks me. Anyway. FBIL logo. What happened? Did you turn the sound down there?
Who, me or you?
Not you, this guy.
Oh.
FBIL motherfuckers.
So, the FBIL logo contest.
Yes.
We want the two people who actually participate in stuff to enter into this logo contest.
What we're looking for is an FBIL logo. We need a flashy symbol. You know, promising something. Some sort of promising graphical freaking thingamajig.
What are we promising?
No, something that is promising. Oh, something that gives hope to listeners out there. Somebody in Czech Republic is going to see that logo and be like, dude, that is awesome. Or maybe they'll be like, Fushenfagen, Fringenfagen, Sagen, Fergenfagen, Dagen.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, that's what they're going to say.
Right. Totally. So the rules regarding this are, there's going to be a thread posted up in the forums, okay? The contest will end, in a month, let's say? You want to say the end of February?
Yeah, end of February is pretty far away, yeah.
All right, end of February, that's like a month and like a couple days, okay? So do end of February, there's going to be a thread up in the forums where you can post the picture of the logo. Multiple. We're going to pick the best one. You can submit as many as you like. Okay? Did you just cut his mic?
Yeah.
You can submit as many as you like, and whatever. The logo has to be able to be, like, printed. So it can't be, like, a picture, you know, like the two dudes made with the guy with the gorilla head and all that stuff. It's got to be more of like a logo that can be printed in black and white, printed in whatever color we need. You know what I'm saying? You following me there, Big City?
I'm picking up what you're putting out. Can you have multiple submissions by one same
person? Yes, multiple submissions by same person. So it could be a symbol, it could be the text of our name done a certain way, both, whatever you want to, you know, come up with. But it's got to be able to be printed black and white.
We
okay.
want to make flyers and ads and put them in different places.
T-shirts and all this stuff.
And all with this slogan. So it's got to be pretty adaptable to that sort of behavior.
So it's got to be able to be simple and printable. A good reference to this is like any of the...
Like Prince's symbol. That's a good ref. No, is that not a good reference?
Yeah, like something like that.
we could be known as FBIL.
We could, yeah, it could be just like a symbol. It could be a symbol with our name. It could be like a logo, like the FBI logo or something, which could get printed in black and white and look fine. A police logo, the same thing. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be something that you can just put down without colors and 3D and all this shit and just be simple, okay?
I follow you.
Alright, so the end of February, I'll put all this stuff up in the forums. The winner, which we'll select, will have our undying gratitude. Big shout-outs on the show,
We'll send them a prize pack?
Yeah, they're going to get a prize pack eventually, once we make... get some t-shirts made up and the flyers and stickers and whatever we get made up. We're going to just box it up, send them a t-shirt or two.
A cigar? Yeah, like a Backwoods or something cool like that. We'll send them a pack of Backwoods, a couple t-shirts, a few cards. A
couple flyers, stickers,
couple
if we get
flyers,
stickers made
maybe
up.
Maybe stickers, yeah. Dude,
if
I'll
you
make stickers.
Want to put some cigars in there, I guess yeah, that's all right.
A couple cigars, a non-native animal to the whatever country it is that we're sending this to. And food stamps.
And food stamps.
Right. Non-perishable food items.
Yes. Now, so for anyone who's listening to this show, okay, it's open to anyone who wants to help us out.
Even
we've been trying to come
to
up.
Show, and you're just in the forums.
Well, if you don't listen to the show, then you wouldn't know that we're doing this.
Well, maybe some people just go to the forums.
All you people in China that never talk to us, but we know that you're there.
We know.
We know. You guys can do this too. The only other thing is, ultimately, we're going to need the original Photoshop file for this. This way I could blow it up and shrink it down and do whatever I need to do to actually use it. So the original Photoshop file, or like Illustrator file or whatever, so I could do what the fuck I need to do. You know what I'm saying?
That was a swear right there. Malice Effect, you marked that?
That is not a swear.
You definitely said the F-bomb.
Did not swear. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Malice Effect, you gotta back me up on that one.
I can. Mic's turned off.
Your mic is definitely not turned off. That's why we can hear you. Goddamn fucking bastard, why don't you fucking do something about this goddamn fucking thing?
Dude, there was definitely more than three.
That was three.
No, it was like five or...
I said damn. Oh, I said damn. That's
see,
twice.
You just said it like three times right there.
That's two more plus the original, that makes three.
I think Malice Factor's feelings are really hurt. Are your feelings really hurt, man?
No, I don't even want to talk to you, man.
Do you find that Nintendo DS is more entertaining than the two of us?
You know, if Mr. White doesn't have to answer to being a neo-Nazi, I don't have to answer that question.
Not a neo-Nazi, man.
He already admitted he was. What's the big deal?
I did not, goddammit.
That's one.
Fuck you, dude.
Oh, that's two.
Fucking mark it off. Fuck you.
Three.
Fuck you.
One more.
Stupid fuck.
Oh, I did it again. Oh, I said it again. Ah.
Oh, you
fucking cocksucker.
That's five. Did you get this five spot?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got 15 to your nine.
I'll get him. But I'm not going to do it like that.
You're going to have more scruples.
What's this scrutinizer? Oh, never mind.
When did you record that?
That was like on that episode that there were all those
that
prank
was like
phone
episode
calls.
Two,
yeah,
oh,
I know.
Really?
I was listening to some.
How come I can remember the episodes better than you can?
I was listening to all the
it's
old
all
stuff.
It's all blur, man.
Yeah, it is.
All right, so we're doing some news.
We are doing some news.
I guess.
Is there anything? Are you back in play now? Malice Factor?
Are
you done weeping?
Just finish the race.
Are you done weeping?
Man, I can play this fucking game and,
you know, chalk one up for yourself.
I can play this game.
Yeah, could you? Could you play it while you listen
and,
to this song?
And talk at the same time, man.
Like, I know you can.
So why is everybody worried about
I'm just,
participation?
I don't care.
Like,
I don't care if you play the game,
no, it's
man.
Like you have like a really, you know...
Dude, because
really
it's not nice when you're not around.
What?
We want you here. We want your participation.
I am participating, man. I don't understand why you guys can't, like, understand that.
It's time to go kill somebody.
Why are you hating on me?
You got talking to the mic, though.
Who, me or you?
I did it for, like, the first 10 episodes.
Doesn't make it right.
Alright, I guess I can turn off my game yet again before we get to a save point. Fine. I can do that. There, it's off. Here I am. Hey, what would you like to talk about?
I didn't, dude, I said I know that you can participate and play the game at the same time.
I wanted you to stop playing.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, so what would you like to talk about tonight, Mr. White? That's so much more important than what I was doing, man.
Tonight on F-Bill Radio, we discuss the 36 volumes of the Next Britannica Encyclopedia set. It's going to be a wonderful show. Mr. White...
So this is going to be a lost episode or what?
No, this is a pretty good episode. I think we've got a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, we've got a lot of good material.
This is, oh, fuck.
Mark me up.
Just mark me up, damn it. All right. Real ID. Okay.
What about real ID, man?
It sucks my balls. Balls is not a swear,
balls
dude.
Isn't a swear.
Balls
is
not
is.
A swear.
Yes, it
dude,
is.
No.
If cunt is a swear,
that's one for that's you.
Balls is a swear.
No, it's not, dude.
Yes.
Dude, suck
yeah.
my balls can
yeah,
can be
go.
My
there
tennis
go.
Ball.
Sucking
again.
Balls
yeah,
is yeah, not a swear.
Go, it, I mean, what does it mean? I mean,
nut sack, baby.
Yeah, there you go. There's one for you. In fact, I'm going to mark one down for Mr. White.
Why?
Because I have the power over here, man, and I'm doing what I want with it.
Goddamn fucking neo-Nazi power.
There you go. There's another one for you.
Two. Is that a D word?
My anger. I'm bugging out.
So what's with the Halo music, man?
Oh, it's getting you all fired up. Subconsciously, you completely transform.
What does that have to do with
Malice
Real ID?
Factor to being Master Chief Factor.
Master Chief Factor.
Anyway, Real ID,
Yeah, apparently it's impossible to implement Real ID by 2008.
Yes, it is. Apparently, Rhode Island still runs the entire government on a circa 1979 COBOL-based system. It will require about 20... What are you laughing at, Big City? You don't know what COBOL is.
You said 1970. I know exactly what that is. Douchebag.
It's not a swear for you, man.
Hey, that's not... Douche is not a swear.
Is that fucking right after?
Oh,
that
well, you're not. You damn. Too,
damn.
See? And him.
Oh, man.
That's it. Keep throwing them out.
Hey,
let's go.
Spitboy, where the hell is the battery chart?
That's not a swear for you, man.
What are you, running out of power?
I'm running out of juice.
You're running out of juice. It's get him the juice.
I'm
get
freaking out.
Juice.
I'm freaking out.
I feel a draft on my feet.
I don't feel a draft. I'm sweating bullets in this freaking sweatshop. Nazi dictators.
I'm gonna throw this in.
I swear for you, man.
Who, me? Nazi? Yeah. Nazi's not a swear. Lots of people were Nazis in history. Mr. White, Hitler.
Oh.
Holy crap, man.
Oh,
this Halo
not a swear
music
for
is.
You, man.
What, crap?
Yeah,
there
you go.
Give me the pen.
I was able to
give
say crap
pen.
When I was in like a ninth grade.
Dude, give me the pen. Crap is not a swear.
9 years
man.
Old, I was saying jerk,
dude,
crap,
shit.
Poopy, cock, boy.
There you
sucker,
go.
What?
There's some more for you.
Dude, those are not swears.
That is real loud right there.
Yeah, seriously.
Not only did you just swear, you're naming off body parts on top of it.
Yeah, that's
no,
like.
Those are all the words I could say when I was 9.
That's like 5 for you right there, man.
Listen, pee-pee breath.
Listen. That's another one for you.
What do you got? God. What is.
Against the wall. Take the yank. Not that, you idiot. There is a box on the wall. Look at
where?
Look at behind the other wall. The short wall. Alright?
I can't plug into that. I'm going to overload that.
Dude, take the Yankee Candle air freshener out of it.
You said Yankee Candle.
I can't believe you admitted that on the air.
What, dude? It makes my room smell nice.
I can't believe you admitted that. I thought we were in a professional studio.
We are. My room.
Studio.
This is my room. Don't you understand that?
No.
This is my room. Okay? I own this room. It is the studio. It is a room. And I own it. Thus, it is my room. Don't you get that?
No.
I'm not quite sure I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, what are you saying?
God, just give me the DS.
Oh,
that's it. I'm checked out. I'm checked out. I'm checked out.
Oh, sure. It's cool for the neo-Nazi to play DS during all this, but Malice Factor can't.
Dude, shut that stupid thing off right now.
Mac.
I got better than that, you piece of crap. Sucking. Yeah, what's that now, huh? Huh, Punk? Huh? What you got? What you got over there? Yeah. Yeah, what's that?
Hey, go for a swim, Yoshi. How do you like that?
Drown. Drown, Yoshi. Drown.
So that's anyway.
It. Nice and slow.
I thought we were doing,
Yeah, real ID, man.
Something. Yeah, real IDs. What do you got to say about
can't
that,
can't be implemented by 2008, so say the states.
The amount of money, yeah. Because the government's like, oh, it's only going to cost you guys like $47.26 to implement this. And all the, you know, governments are like, no.
Yeah, pretty
and
much.
Stuff.
It's
this
a,
is
it's,
intelligent reporting at its best.
It is a, you know, federally unmandated, unfunded mandate, not unmandated, which is
unmandated
petty,
mandate,
which is pretty much impossible. But
unmandated, an unmandated mandate.
apparently Virginia says it's going to cost them $169 million to get up and running. And
well, Virginia is for hustlers, man.
An additional $63 million per year for an indeterminate number of years.
Right.
Because Virginia is for hustlers.
Exactly.
Virginia is for hustlers. I think I saw that on bumper sticker once.
Yeah? Were you in Virginia?
It was like a... Yeah,
Virginia's Virginia. A strange state.
Yeah, its name almost sounds like vagina, which reminds me of the word cunt. And that's not a word that we're allowed to say on this
that's
show.
That's another swear Jesus. For you, man. That's two of them. Virginia and vagina.
Dude, if you ever see a bumper sticker on a car that says Virginia's for hustlers...
What if it says cunt is for hustlers? Based on that modus tollens logic right there.
Wow.
Okay.
Right, so what's the next news item?
Yeah. Yeah, we went to that. Apparently that whole WMF Windows screw you in the cornhole thing might have been
I swear for you, man.
Cornhole?
Screw.
Dude.
Who's not a swear?
That is not a swear.
I'm talking about contextual swears here, man.
Oh, this is bullshit. How's ever a swear, you motherfucker? Chalk it up, you stupid fucking chalker.
Okay, neo-Nazi.
That's the funny part is that I wanted to call him something, so I called him a chalker, which is not that funny.
No.
But in saying it, I said fucking chalker, so I swore anyway, which is totally does not make any sense. You know?
Yeah, like my insults have no meaning without having the F-bomb in front of an insult. I'm just
well,
like...
that just shows how unelegant you are as a person.
Well, unelegant?
I couldn't...
You're fucking unelegant, you fucking bastard.
There you go, two more for you.
Yeah. Well,
I wanted to say fucking douche, but
there you go.
Yeah, I said unelegant instead. You know? This is hard.
You are as graceful as an armadillo, you. I blow my nose at you. Okay.
I fought in your general direction. That's awful.
This is the hardest show I've ever done.
Yeah, seriously. This.
I know you're waiting. Dude, you got veins popping out of your head. Like, you need a fix or something, you know?
One of my eyes is constantly watering. It won't stop. Apparently. I'm sweating out of the opposite armpit from that eye. Profusely.
Apparently, you have a glass eye. The other one is lazy. Always looks to the left and has a film over it.
So, what about that whole backdoor?
Which is why I can never look you in the eye.
Yeah, that is, that is why. What about the back door?
Yeah, apparently somebody's saying they might have got put in on purpose, and that's all we have to say about that.
You know what's weird? Wearing gloves without a coat.
What? I like wearing gloves without a coat.
It's weird,
with
man.
Long sleeve shirt, though.
With short sleeves on.
Do
like
it.
This
do
right
it.
Now. See,
just
look
do
how
it
strange
right
this is. I'm going to put on my gloves.
Yeah.
Dude, I like wearing short sleeve shirt and gloves. Like when I'm working on something, that's what I do.
Yeah,
yeah,
it makes
I'm
you feel
like
a
like,
ninja
I like
burglar.
I feel like I'm some sort of badass. Like
I'm talking
Harley
about
Davis
like right now.
Chalk him up. He said ass. Damn it.
You gotta say the A word.
Oh.
What? What's O?
It's hard to write
with,
with
your gloves
on.
Yeah, probably just kind of challenging.
You know, I had, like, more stuff to talk about tonight than, like, any other show ever, and we didn't talk about any of it.
You know, and Mr. White comes in to me today and is like, Mouse Factor, put down the DS, because you're supposed to, like, read these news stories and stuff and discuss them. All you do is show up and don't even contribute anything. So I'm like, all right, we'll talk about the news tonight, man. Man, you're just going to start putting a cord around your neck, you know? Just completely overusing that reference.
A la Big City Style. Trying to hang myself.
Hang myself on my mic stand.
Yeah. Google was subpoenaed for information from the feds. As was for search results regarding pornography.
Right.
As was MSN, Yahoo, and AOL. The three of them all
complied
like
request.
Little bitches.
Google's
still
you,
holding out.
That was
a good use, though.
Yeah, that was definitely
that
a
was
context
definitely
good,
good
context nice
use right
that.
There of the word bitches. Dude, they're gonna call you bitches.
Is
no disrespect.
A swear? hoe?
You mean it's like a general term for women?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you're gonna get so many bitches, they're gonna call you bitches.
Right.
Right. Ever watch that show, Big City? Oh, that's right, you can't afford cable.
It's the Malice Factor, it's gonna be Bitches Factor.
Bitch up.
Malice, Bitches Factor, no disrespect.
That's why I'm playing this song. Just because it's got this word in it, and I knew we were gonna talk about this word.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so AOL, MSN, Yahoo, all gave in to the results. Now, supposedly, there's no personal information, it's just the number of times that certain sex terms were queried within a day and all this different stuff, but that's goes, you know, they still gave in. And Google's holding out as of right now, recording of the show, still holding out. It's pretty much, I think, going to go to a judge's side if they're going to have to give in or not, right?
Right.
Yeah. Their stock took a hit, like a 5% hit, which was like $4,000 on the shares because they're so expensive. But Microsoft won the two patents regarding the FAT file system.
Yeah, FAT.
Yeah, that sucks, huh?
Yeah, file allocation. Get ready for
like
tab.
Thumb drives to go up like twice in price and everything for having to license that.
That's fat, dude.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that all
that. Was a horrible pun.
Yeah, I'm glad that all that hard-earned money that I'm paying is going to like charitable causes. Probably.
If you do a search on Google for porn, one of the top ones that comes up is vegan porn.
What?
Vegan porn, like the vegans that don't.
Dude, why are you searching for porn?
I just, because we were talking about doing it on Google. So
dude, way to like use that as an excuse to.
Yeah, seriously.
Go ahead and look
like,
at some porn while we're doing the show here.
Vegan porn. Like, what is that? Like, girls that are pasty,
yeah, like, how come,
that eat soybeans all the time, like, posing naked with hairy pits?
How come Big City's able to look up porn and I can't play Mario 64 on DS?
I just did a quick search to test the Google thing out.
Oh, sure. So when you're doing it, it's all right. But, you know, I can't play DS, man. You have, like, big problem with that, you know? But it's okay if you look at porn.
It was for the show.
What? It was playing DS for the show, man. That was for everyone's benefit. But you hated on me. You hated on me.
I'm just a big player hater. A DS player hater.
The British
What?
Scotland Yard?
That word just did not come out. Suspect. The British suspect the Chinese of hacking their asses.
Right,
that's a coincidence.
Remember we talked
so
about
I.
Yeah.
Chinese just got me last night.
Yeah, all you Chinese people that are listening, we know you're listening. Fucking email us and tell us who you're hacking into.
Titan Rain. Just tell us anything.
Yeah, the whole Titan Rain thing, apparently, I don't care. Apparently,
I
really
don't.
Dude, I got so many ticks on that paper right there, it's not even funny.
I swear for you, man.
When?
Just now.
I don't even know that I swear, it's unbelievable. I seriously don't know that I said fuck like four times in that sentence. Like right there, I knew that I said it because I was going to say it. But when I just throw it into the sentence, it's like I'm thinking the sentence in my head without swears, and it comes out with the F-bomb in between every other word, you know? So.
Right. So what about
these
hackers?
You just playing like DJ over there or something? Yeah, so apparently.
You are the pinball wizard, Mr. White. You are him.
Right. computer virus is 20 years old.
Well, yeah, that one's kind of interesting. I wasn't able to read it, so why don't you tell us what it was about?
That the computer virus is 20 years old? the Onion? You know what The Onion is?
No, what's The Onion,
that
man?
That parody news site?
Yeah, I know
satire?
What The Onion is.
They got a podcast now. Everybody wants to check that out.
Yeah, I guarantee you it's better produced than FBill Radio is.
I'm sure.
We're pretty good producing, produced.
Right.
Semen.
Whatever.
Oh, man. I don't know. I guess that's it. We could talk about other stuff next week.
2 weeks from now. I don't plan on showing up next week, man. I'm going to. Apparently, I'm only allowed to play DS, you know, when I'm not doing FBill Radio, so.
I think that should be a posted rule, man.
Dude, why don't you just you know, bring a TV and your Xbox and sit here and play some Battlefront or something.
I'm thinking about doing it, man. Look, I'm thinking about doing it.
I got to constantly be on the ball, like, listening to what you're saying and trying to find something to play. And
that's the job you picked, man.
Yeah, but you can't just sit there seriously, and play DS. Like, you do co-hosts, and if I have to talk and pick my sounds up while you play DS, that's not cool.
But why is it cool for you to look at porn, man?
I didn't look at it. I just did a quick search to see what comes up for porn in Google.
So what is vegan porn, then?
I don't want to click it, because you're going to get all sorts of STDs on your computer.
Go ahead, man. I got Firefox here. Unless you're using Internet Explorer.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get some. No, it's Firefox.
Man, you're vegan surfing porn. The web as admin?
This isn't real vegan porn. It's not.
Anyway.
Oh, so apparently you've seen real vegan porn now.
Yeah, right.
I don't even.
And how could you accuse Mr. White of being a neo-Nazi?
I don't understand what this site is all about.
Oh, wow.
But there's definitely no naked granola crunchy girls on it. To say the least, that was it.
You said granola crunchies?
Yeah, granola crunchy girls.
I almost spit coffee on Mal's Factor. Oh.
Yeah.
I was wondering why you guys were so quiet back there.
Alright, so, whatever, the show's done.
Any shout outs?
One thing for you guys to check out, c62s.com, okay? That's Charlie 6 2 Sierra.com. It's got Commodore 64 games in Flash, playable in the browser. It's pretty sweet. Thought you guys might like that, so check it out.
Dude, who's the guy with the .tk site? Is that Ivano Man?
What?
What?
It's Metatron, man.
No, the .tk site.
What .tk site?
The one that we went to way back, that was...
I don't know.
I think it was Ivano Man. I went to his site, he changed it. It was updated. I don't remember the site name, but he definitely updated it.
Okay.
Comp is us.
Comp is us .tk.
Yeah. I thought it was TW.
No, it's TK. I know that much. I don't know the rest of it.
What, are you a fan of his site now or something?
You got a little
deal on the backside or something?
Yeah.
No, you running advertising?
This is because when I was listening to the old shows, this is like, I looked
up
the
You're probably the
things.
Only person who listened to the old shows, man.
It's my
like,
job
we don't even listen to
engineer.
The old shows anymore.
Oh, yeah. Regarding the old shows and iTunes, get ready to put some ticks on that page. The RSS feed thing with iTunes has been fucked. Basically, it's up and running. It shows episode 15 right now. Whenever I add more shows, okay, it tanks. I don't know why. It works fine with that one show. It is what it is. So, like, I'm going to add this show, you know, tomorrow after done listening to it and stuff, and hope that it works. And so I'm going to try and get all the shows posted up on iTunes, people that have, you know, looking for it and stuff. I know there's been mention of it in the forums. You know, I'm sorry. I'm working on it. You can get back episodes off of the website, though. It's there in the archive. Go check it out. And while I'm talking about it, so is our contact info. You know, we all have personal email addresses. You can email us. We got radio at fbillradio.com for global email. Send us some email. Talk about what you want to talk about. We'll read it on the show. We got the forums at the website, the archive with all the past shows and the show notes, and telephone number for our voicemail. We got voicemail. Once I get a new doohickey, much more call it deal, then we'll play the ones from last week on next week's show. And, you know,
doohickey,
that's that.
Much more call it
you got any shout outs, Malice Factor?
Yeah, to everybody who asked questions in the Ask Malice Factor. For maybe like 2 weeks from now, I'll answer some more questions. If they're posted up there, and if I feel like it.
You want to do it that way now instead of replying in the forums? We'll just
reply
on the show?
I think that's how I'll handle that.
Okay.
From now on.
Sounds good.
How about the forums better because it's set in stone. Once you say it, you can't take it back. Like Mr. White being a Nazi, once he said it. Like if he didn't put it in the form, it'd be better.
That's your shout out, man?
No, I was just interrupting you. No, do I have a, get a chance to shout out?
Yeah, man.
Isn't your floor is yours, man.
Fullbodyburn.com. It's a website where the guy, I wrote him a letter, and he completely made fun of me.
It was awesome.
And it kind of sucks ass because I'm kind of pissed about it. But he did fulfill my request.
Dude, that letter he wrote was awesome. It was funny
as hell.
How come
this is the first I've heard of it, man?
I put it on the F-Bill thing on the...
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking, on the
but you could post a link to it on the forums, though, so everyone can get to it.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So are you going to play that music on the tin whistle for us?
No,
we can
dude,
record it.
That song's wicked ass hard.
Yeah, we'll start practicing.
I'm not going to be that good.
All right. So you did all that for nothing.
Right,
we're done
the
with the show now?
Yeah.
We done?
Open it up.
Somebody's really eager. Yeah, we're done, I guess. Is that it?
There it goes.
The aim.
All right. See you in 2 weeks. Thanks
Hang
for
on.
Listening, everybody.
I'm not ready yet.
You're not ready?
No, it's just...
Well, I'd still like
say
to say
something.
Thanks again to everybody for listening. Who's been listening, participate. I'm going to post the rules up for the logo contest. Really help us out if you guys come up with some cool shit. And, you know, that's that.
Give us the shit.
Pretty much. So thanks in advance for everyone who's going to participate in that. And hopefully we'll get something cool out of it. All right? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And before we go, just to appease Malice Factor, fuckity fuck 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 fuck.
Goddamn
fuck.
Fucking bastard, you fucking fuck fuck god, fuck you, motherfucker.
Alright, later. Gets high on you and the space he invades.